WTAW News Time is 6:05, approaching 6:06. 60 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan police investigators are still collecting information from a mob of children that hit a convenience store last Saturday night. Officer Kelly McKeithen says two store clerks weren't able to manage an estimated 30 kids who wound up in or outside of the Chevron store at William Joel Bryan and Highway 21.
Once we have finished with our investigation, we will talk to the county attorneys and the district attorney's office to see what charges they feel would be the most appropriate, and then they'll go from there, look at who the ringleaders were and, you know, maybe who instigated the whole incident.
McKeithen says no one was injured. The loss of merchandise was estimated at $200, and there was a $300 damage to a door. Police believe it was a spontaneous event and not something that was planned in advance. Local law enforcement has made arrests in two cases of on-the-job thefts. An A&M custodian remains in jail accused of stealing blank checks from three co-workers and a $400 gift card. 37-year-old Lynn Jackson of College Station was working in the Emerging Technologies building. Three checks were forged, each for $300, at local financial institutions by a second suspect who University Police reports has not been arrested. And Bryan police this week arrested a woman accused of taking money out of a cash register while working at Walmart last February and April. According to the arrest report, 33-year-old Clemmy Carter of Bryan admitted to giving a customer $520 but would not reveal their identity. For the second time in 3 months, the College Station City Council issued a split vote on rezoning land near Welburn. Last night, the council approved suburban commercial land uses on land along Welburn Road south of Fitch. James Benham made the motion that passed 5-2.
They have to have a residential-style architecture. They have to have buffering. They can't have fast food. They can't have gas stations. I mean, you heard the list. And actually, it's much more extensive than that.
John Nichols voted no after bringing up that the more restrictive zoning was not requested by the property owner.
We ought to take the whole area and decide how should that develop and deal with it so that you can make the connectivities between properties, your cross-access possibilities, you get it at an intersection where you have the ability to manage traffic better.
Last November, the council voted 4-3 against the less restrictive general commercial zone. It was a working holiday for College Station's new city manager. Kelly Templin announced a new organizational structure this week. That included new job opportunities due to promotions from the Public Works Department.
We actually have some openings in Public Works for engineers. So I've actually created yet another vacancy in Public Works, and we have to fill those engineering positions, some of which have been vacant for longer than we would prefer.
Public Works Director Chuck Gilman was named a Deputy City Manager. Assistant Director Donald Harmon takes over for Gilman. Also named Deputy Manager was Finance Director Jeff Kirsten. Kathy Merrill continues as a Deputy Manager. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 60 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today for their fall promotion up to $2,000 off on select equipment. Call them at 690-2278.
Clouds persist again today, as does the threat for a shower or two, 65 to 70. It'll clear tonight. Lows are going to fall back to about 50. Now, tomorrow we're going to see lots of sunshine. Temperatures 65 to 70, so a very, very nice start to our weekend. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 45. Sunday's going to be partly sunny with a chance for a shower. Highs on Sunday, they're going to be near 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your WTAW sports. Coming up, A&M women's basketball upset the number 12 ranked team in the country. A&M player is actually staying on campus as opposed to going to the draft. And we've got more information with head coaching changes in the NFL. And they've also got a new head coach at Penn State. All that and more coming up with sports.
70 today.
Yeah.
Just saying. 70 tomorrow.
Yeah.
70 on Sunday.
Yep.
Then we cool down to a chilly 65 on Monday. Oh, I mean, it's going to freeze again, I'm sure, but go ahead and enjoy this. Actually, the winds are going to come out of the northwest on Saturday night, so that that Sunday may not feel quite as nice as the 70 would indicate, but lots of sunshine and, you know, it's okay. Not like working on your tan weather, but better than what we had earlier this week. In Massachusetts, a state trooper driving along an interstate the other night saw a car spinning out of control. Snow flew up in the air, and the car hit a snowbank. Then continued forward at about 20 miles an hour for three quarters of a mile over in the breakdown lane, refusing to stop even though the trooper cruiser was directly behind it, and he had turned on those flashing lights of various colors. At the after the car did finally stop, said driver got out, ran in front of the cruiser, jumped over the guardrail, and ran into the woods. Now, again, it's Massachusetts. It's earlier this week. I'm figuring the weather was probably not really very nice, but he calls his buddies, and the troopers come out, and they track the man's footprints in the snow, finding him hiding in a tree. He's asked to surrender. The guy refused, and in what is reported here is very slurred speech, then asked if they had caught the guy who was driving that car and then climbed higher in the tree.
Hey, did y'all get that guy who's over there driving?
He wasn't intoxicated. He was cold. It was hard to understand through the teeth chattering.
Exactly. So he climbs higher in the tree. Police informed the man there was only one set of footprints in the snow. He reportedly replied to the driver. He had carried him on his back to get into the tree. The man then continued speaking about what a good guy he was and saying that he was actually just an owl in the tree.
Are you sure this wasn't in Florida?
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's going to be a good day. Pay no attention to me. I'm an owl. Okay.
We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I'm sure that made perfect sense to him in his alcohol-grogged mind. I'm just glad the Massachusetts police decided to share with us.
Yeah.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Yeah, I don't know how much it would cost, but when you start hearing stories like that, you're kind of wishing that the cops had, you know, night vision lenses so that you could actually capture that entire conversation. Because, I mean, it's, oh, yeah, would you catch that guy? He's a really good guy. He carries me up into the tree, but me, I'm just an owl.
You know, he's some smart like, what? Okay, fine, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a lollipop?
Yeah, exactly. All right, here we go. It's Peculiar People Day today.
Hey, hooray for us.
And that's it. That's day 10, by the way, 355 to go. It's Houseplant Appreciation Day.
No, there you go.
Speak nicely to them. And it's a Bittersweet Chocolate Day.
Mm, like dark chocolate.
Yeah, not bad. All right, for birthdays.
Chris Smith, Daddy Mac. Okay. From Criss Cross. You won't remember, but.
You're right.
Oh, Backwards Pants Boys.
You got it. Yeah. 35 years old. Jermaine Clement.
See, just for a second. Okay. So the marketing people went to them, or they went to the marketing people?
No, that for a while was a fad.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was early to mid 90s. Okay. And
But did they start it?
Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anyway, Chris Smith is 35. Jermaine Clement is 40 from Flight of the Condors.
Flight of the Concords.
Yeah, or Concords. Mm-hmm. Brad Roberts is 50. He was the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies. Pat Benatar, 61. George Foreman, he was a fighter before he made the grills, 65. Donald Fagen, 66, from Steely Dan. Rod Stewart, 69. Frank Sinatra Jr. is 70. And I know we don't do them, but Jim Croce, one of my favorites, would have had a birthday today.
Willie McCovey, if you remember him.
Bessabod.
76 years old.
And an announcer.
Yep. Saturday, it's a step in a puddle and splash your friend's day.
Not much of a friend then, are you?
I would think not. And it's also Cuckoo Dancing Week, which
I know that one.
Theme song of...
We covered that a few years ago when that Elizabethany girl was around.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's Laurel and Hardy that did the cuckoo dance.
Yeah, she got people to go do that or what? Okay,
yeah, up here in our office.
All right, there you go. Really, up in the office?
Yeah, there's actually a video of it. I'll post it on the If You Missed It segment on the Infomaniacs on WTAW.com.
There you go. It'll be right there for you. All right, so for birthdays on Saturday.
Mary J. Blige is 43 years old. She can sing a little bit. Tom Dormitt is 46 from No Doubt. Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
57 years old. Man, that guy was a monster when he played.
Uh-huh.
Frederick Dennis Green is 65. He was one of the guys in Sha Na Na, the one that wasn't Bowser.
Okay.
And Naomi Judd, 68 years old.
The normal one.
Yeah. pretty much of the whole family.
Tomorrow's the anniversary of the first publishing of Popular Mechanics.
Oh, it's a good
1902.
Magazine.
1902. Wow. Yeah, I mean, that, and again, it was. There were so many things in that as time went on. You know, that was a magazine that people would continue to subscribe to as time went. Most magazines fell off because you could get the news or the information someplace else. But, Popular Mechanics,
on for quite a while.
It did. This is the anniversary, also Saturday, will be the anniversary of Luther Terry, who was the Surgeon General who did that smoking may be hazardous to your health thing. That was in 1964. That's 50 years ago. Been trying to fight that thing. And the designated hitter rule. Once again, another thing they did to ruin baseball, 1973. All right, Sundays. Birthdays.
Yep, Naya Rivera is 27 from Glee. Maria Chisholm is 40. She was Mel C. Sporty Spice.
Sure.
You weren't a Spice Girl?
What did you just say? I don't even understand what that meant.
Mel C., a.k.a. Sporty Spice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 40 years old, really? From the Spice Girls.
Okay.
Surely you know that.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, of course. Heather Mills McCartney is 46 years old. Yeah. Vendela, the former Swedish supermodel, 47. Rob Zombie, 49. Howard Stern is 60.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins is 54. Ricky Van Shelton, 62. Kirstie Alley is 63.
Boy, is she still a pretty big girl?
She vacillates.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh, 63 years old on Sunday.
All right. He and Howard Stern. Imagine that, if you can. Also, Oliver Platt, who's a pretty funny guy.
And I've got the amazing Kreskin, and it would have been Ray Price's birthday.
The amazing Kreskin is, 79?
Yep.
Is that right? Wow, okay. And Christiane Amanpour, you probably see her on CNN. She'd be 56. All right, 619.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the estimated amount of taxpayer-funded payments that the federal government doled out through fraud, waste, and errors slightly decreased in 2013 to $106 billion. Well, that's only down from $108 billion the previous year, but $2 billion means a lot, according to the Office of Management and Budget. Now, an analysis of government financial data by Breitbart found that the Department of U.S. Health and Human Services was the primary driving force behind all the federal payments considered improper in fiscal year 2013. By the way, you keep talking about firing Christie. Christie fires this person, fire that. What about firing Sebelius? The Health and Human Services improper payments amounted to 62% of all government-wide payment errors. How about a fire Sebelius movement?
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ms. Salami, open the door.
There are thousands of applicants out there. Listen to them.
The door, Ms. Salami.
Sir, there is a better way to find local qualified employees than free list sites.
I'm opening the door.
Wait, we can use AggielandHelpWanted.com.
We need to fill everything from warehouse to accounting, sales, clerical.
We can post in minutes. We can look at resumes online to narrow down our search.
Step aside, Salami. Run, Salami! Run!
Running!
Run to AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Fewer people want PCs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There's been a sharp drop in demand for personal computers. Gartner says worldwide shipments of PCs were down nearly 7% in the fourth quarter compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. Shipments were down 10% for all of last year. Consumers and businesses are spending more of their technology dollars on tablets and smartphones, and companies have been slower to replace older PCs. The polar vortex benefited the Weather Channel. The cable network was the top-rated news channel while much of the nation was in the deep freeze, and usage of the Weather Channel app hit an all-time high on Sunday and Monday. The network also attracted new advertisers. The holiday shopping season, not a good one for Sears Holdings. The retailer reported after the markets closed yesterday that holiday sales fell sharply at Sears and Kmart stores. Sears shares fell nearly 14% after hours. Stock market futures are higher at the moment. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thick. Rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account, even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. The experts at Optima Tax Relief will work to get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-481-8144. 800-481-8144.
Are you ready for a personalized one-on-one exercise program? Super Slow is just that. Give them a call at 693-6100. Go in. The first session's absolutely free. Takes about 30 minutes or a little bit less. But most importantly, this is focused on you and what you want to get out of this program. Again, the number to call is 693-6100. Go in, try the machines out. You know, there are machines that they've had since I started going there that I've never been on because that's not part of my personalized exercise program. So if you want one-on-one attention that can efficiently move you through a workout plan that you're committed to, then Super Slow is the solution for you. Call them today at 693-6100. Make the choice that can make a difference for the rest of your life. And again, it is a commitment to do just that. They'll work with you every step of the way. Give them a call at Super Slow Zone at 693-6100. Minutes a week in shape for life, Super Slow Zone.
625, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's look at that. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. All right, got a little shower activity possible today. 60% chance that
rained a little bit more during the day than I thought it would yesterday. We had it on into the evening, actually. So, anyhow, look for a 60% chance of the showers today. Probably afternoon is when we'll get those. High temperature of about 70. Winds will be out of the south at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight, our low temperature will be right around 50. Then sunshine returns, which will be nice, and 70-degree temperatures return, which will be nice for the next couple of days on Saturday and Sunday. Lows at night right around 40 to 45. On Monday and Tuesday, we have the breezes pick up a little bit, but we'll still be sunny, and we'll still be pretty nice. It'll be 65 at that time. Right now, the relative humidity is 97%. We have overcast skies, and it's 61.
You can only get what you want in life if you know what you want in life. And so many people have no clue. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-971-2900. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. 800-971-2900.
Ask yourself this question. What is your true purpose in life?
There was a study by this Dr. Morton who asked 2,000 people what their life's purpose was, Mike, and 94%, a whopping 94%, said they had no idea what their true purpose in life is.
Robert Michael Fried, author of the book A Marketing Plan for Life, says you can't really find happiness in life until you answer that question, and no one can answer that question but you.
A lot of people have dreams, Mike, but they seem to put them in a lockbox. They lock them up. They come back and revisit them once in a while and say, yeah, I've got dreams. There they are. But these dreams become monuments to their good intentions unless they actually act on them. So we have to have the courage to act on our dreams.
Only when you define what's important to you can you prioritize your time and your life to spend them on what matters most.
If you were like me in business, it seems like every priority was a priority. I mean, if I was sharpening pencils, I thought it was a priority. But there are some things that are more important than others, and there are some things that are more important than your career, like your family, like your health, and they have to be in balance. If you're like me, I let my balance get woefully out of whack.
Robert believes too many of us choose to be comfortable rather than successful.
It's in that place where you're just kind of uncomfortable and out of your comfort zone, and you stretch and reach a bit. That's where true success really dwells. If you're defining success like Emerson did, true success always involves other people.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Tom Light Chevrolet, The Sleep Station, and C&J Barbecue. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 60 degrees right now at our studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council decided to change the zoning of vacant land near Welburn that wasn't sought by the landowner or considered by the part of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Julie Schultz was part of a 5-2 vote calling for more restrictive suburban commercial uses along Welburn Road, south of Fitch.
It'll just sit there. No one will buy this property, and it will not be developed, and that is really not right when we know that's what's going to happen.
Opponents to any zoning change included neighboring landowners. Carol Fontaine said she wants to traffic along Welburn Road as low as possible for as long as possible.
We know that inevitably Welburn Road is going to have to be widened, but why widen it any sooner than you have to? And why make it any more inconvenient than any sooner than we have to?
A local church, which decided against building at that location, was seeking the less restrictive general commercial, which the Planning and Zoning Commission rejected on a unanimous vote. The new year at College Station City Hall means a new organizational structure. New city manager Kelly Templin has announced two internal promotions to deputy city managers. Templin says one of the reasons is to have his team in place for an upcoming council retreat, then to start working on next year's budget.
And we need to work together and establish a working relationship as we approach budget. City budget is the largest policy document that council produces every year. And we need to be together and working for some months leading up to that process beginning. So it really couldn't happen too soon.
Chuck Gilman moves from Public Works and Jeff Kirsten from Finance to join Kathy Merrill as deputy managers. You can read the complete list online at WTAW.com. Charges are pending against an estimated 30 children accused of ransacking a Bryan convenience store last weekend. Officer Kelly McEthan says most of the kids have been identified either through store video or their parents bringing them in.
The flash mob actually intended on going to a place to steal. This one just kind of seemed like it culminated into that, like they were just out having fun, and then it kind of got out of hand.
The loss from the Chevron store at Highway 21 and William Joel Bryan was $200 of merchandise and $300 damage to a door. There were no injuries to the kids or the two store clerks. Two arrests have been made this week on charges of employees stealing while on the job. A woman who worked at the Bryan Walmart told police she gave a customer $520 out of the cash register last year. 33-year-old Clemmy Carter of Bryan did not tell police who received the money, according to the arrest report. And A&M police have made one arrest and are looking for a second person in four thefts from the Emerging Technologies building. 37-year-old Lynn Jackson of College Station, who worked as a custodian in that building, is accused of taking and spending a $400 gift card belonging to the university and blank checks from three co-workers. The second suspect is accused of forging and cashing three checks, each for $300, at a local financial institution. If you were out of town last Friday, you have the opportunity to participate in Downtown Bryan's first Friday Take Two.
Last year when the Aggies were playing in the Cotton Bowl, it coincided with First Friday, so they had another First Friday the following Friday night. So we're going to do the same thing this year, even though we know the Aggies have already played and won their game. So more or less a repeat of what we have, but it's just another chance to come downtown.
Downtown Bryan Executive Director Sandy Ferris says new retail shops have opened recently and will also be participating. The highest court in Texas is deciding whether they should have the power to have false statements removed from the Internet. The state Supreme Court heard the case of Robert Kinney, an Austin man who claims his former employer posted false comments about him in a blog on an employment page. Now he wants the comments removed.
Well, in that instance, a court ought to have the power to issue a narrowly tailored injunction directed only at the speech that's been found to be defamatory.
That's Kinney's attorney, Martin Siegel. The lawyer for Kinney's former boss argued removal of the comments, false or not, would violate his freedom of speech. A decision could come as early as this summer. More than once will Republican lawmakers in Washington be addressing the budget and the deficit. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says those are among the subjects of an upcoming GOP retreat.
How do we deal with the debt ceiling that's going to come up on February the 7th? Number two is, how do we deal with funding the government from February the 1st through September the 30th? Third, what should our budget look like for fiscal year 15 and the 9 years that follow that?
The deficit and the budget will also be discussed by a panel of Washington insiders at the A&M Bush School of Government. Open to the public, the January 29th event features a former chief of staff for President Clinton, Erskine Bowles, and retired U.S. Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming. They are the co-founders of an organization called Fix the Debt Coalition. WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 60 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Winter came a little earlier this year, and it'll be sticking around for a little while longer. Never fear, Rattlers has just what you need to start your mornings off right on these cold winter days. Stop by any Rattlers store and grab your choice of any hot Jimmy Dean breakfast sandwich, two for only $4. Plus, get 25 bonus points on your Rattlers rewards card. Don't forget your hot beverages, too, because any size cappuccino is only 79 cents. After work, cruise by Rattlers again and choose from any 12-pack from the Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $10.99. Your Rattlers stores. Friendly, clean, Texan.
Good morning. It's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's some numbers.
Low pressure over the southern plain states this morning, drawing some moisture up across Texas. We'll have clouds for today. We could see a shower, 65 to 70. It's going to clear out tonight. Temperatures are going to have a tendency to fall back to about 50. Tomorrow, look for lots of sunshine. Highs will be 65 to 70. The outlook for tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, a little cooler, lows around 45. It'll be partly sunny Sunday, the chance for shower. Highs will be up around 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Picks up her dribble left corner to Walker. Long shot's good!
That was the payoff for the Aggies last night as they knocked off the number 12 team in the country in women's basketball. We'll get you caught up there as well as a player that's staying at A&M for his senior season. More athletics like, oh, I don't know, the NFL and their Hall of Fame. We'll do all that for you and more coming up in sports, and we'll do it for you in about 10 minutes.
All right, 6:37. The Congressional Budget Office, politicians doing what politicians do so well, patting themselves on the back. The Congressional Budget Office has announced that the deficit plummeted by more than one-third in October, November, and December, the first 3 months of the new fiscal year, the 2014 fiscal year. In fact, December actually saw the government run a surplus. Now, I'm going to take this word billions out because nobody understands what $1 billion is. So we'll do it in terms that we would be able to understand, okay, little numbers. So the government actually ran a $44 surplus, okay, which is pretty good. And while that is a one-time thing, it resulted in some special circumstances, and that's how they got there. But for October, November, and December of 2012, the government had a $293 deficit compared to $182 this time around. So in other words, we owe less money. Instead of $293, we owe $182. So that sounds pretty good. And even though back in 2012 we saw revenue go up from wealthy individuals who were hoping to avoid the tax bump that happened in 2013, we can still look for good things to happen. Now, here's the deal. There are some economists, and of course, as Will Rogers told us, you take all the economists and line them up, they'd all point in different directions. You can always find an economist who's got a view from one direction or another. But Ben Bernanke is among them who believe that, indeed, the deficit is falling too quickly, and as a result, that could endanger growth. So we'll see what happens.
Hold on, we're talking about the deficit and not the debt, right?
Right, exactly. The deficit. So in other words, we're trying to get closer to spending the amount of money that we have coming in. Now, what we also know is, and by the way, what we're talking about here is the money coming in and then as opposed to the money that we're paying out.
But this is all based on the premise that spending leads to growth.
Sure.
That's where his premise lies.
Well, you're supposed to feel comfortable about that, Patrick. Yeah.
I'm anything but.
I know. Well, again, since they can print the money.
I know. Well, and that's another thing, because we had the government shutdown in October, and then immediately after they got back to work and they said, oh, yeah, we figured it out, we settled it, and we won't have to worry about this till February, What did the deficit jump at, like $500 billion right. in one day or a trillion? I can't even remember. It was such a huge number.
As soon as they had the green light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're up over $17 trillion now.
And now they're telling
in
us.
The debt.
Right. And then they said, but don't pay any attention to that. We've solved that for now.
Well, because there's no debt ceiling now. It's unrestricted.
That's right. Let's go
suspended.
Crazy. Let's go. Okay. Let's say your credit card company calls you and says, hey, listen, there's no cap on your card, and you can pay us back, pretty much as best you can when you can. I'm thinking we'd all be out there pretty much sailing, spending like drunk sailors, and that's what they do in D.C. I guess the big story yesterday is the big guy, that's Chris Christie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a 110-minute news conference. I mean... He spent more than an hour and a half talking about this. And part of the deal is that his team is trying to create this image that how could you not want him to be the president of the United States? Well, then when politics rears its ugly head, you have to start finding bodies to throw under the bus. And basically that's what we're doing, seeing people being thrown under the bus. Yesterday, Christie offered a full apology, announced that he had fired his deputy chief of staff, one Bridget Kelly, the staffer who had sent out the emails last August that caused the road closures there on the George Washington Bridge, which is, by the way, the world's busiest bridge, goes into D.C. So after he did that, then he said he was humiliated. I'm embarrassed and humiliated by the contact of some of the people on my team. I also need to apologize for my failure as governor to this state to understand the true nature of this problem sooner. Okay, the true nature of the problem was, once again, he got caught?
Well, he didn't. I don't buy that he was involved. I honestly...
Oh, really? You don't think
based
so?
Based on what he said, I mean, he'd have to be lying about lying right now, and that's just doubling down on it. And if he's doing that, I'd take him to task on that. But he says the person directly under him lied to him when he asked them directly, right. And that's why they're fired.
And we had three resignations when they were in December looking at this because their state legislature was going to look into it, and we had three resignations after right before that started. Now, for his part, Ray Lesniak, who is a state senator, has called on the U.S. attorney to convene a federal grand jury to review whether any criminal acts had occurred. So, obviously, blood in the water, or at least some politicians hoping there's blood in the water. What's interesting is this morning, there seems to be political cover being offered to Christie. And, of course, it takes a big cover.
that's a big blanket.
That's right. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani called the whole George Washington Bridge scandal, quote, a stupid political prank that backfired, and it should not reflect on Christie's leadership in Jersey. Quote, having run a very complicated administration, sometimes it's impossible to believe it, but you really don't know. Politically stupid things, political pranks that turn bad, all the other stuff that happens in every administration. So he's saying he's no different than anybody else. Give him a break.
Well, but as the Wall Street Journal in one of their opinion pieces compared the IRS, compared using the IRS against political opponents, like closing traffic lanes, comparing that as like jaywalking.
Really?
It just doesn't compare.
No.
And what was the response to the IRS? Well, we'll look into it with the people who perpetrated it.
Certainly.
When was the last?
Chicken in the hen house.
And it's also, you know, we're talking about state politics and national, and national politics. But just when was the last time anyone was taken to task at the national level by this or even the previous administration?
Well, and that's what he did, is he fired somebody. So he figures like, that's good. Okay, we're all right with that. Turning to Texas, kind of interesting, you know, political things starting to line up right now. Probably the darling of politics in Texas, certainly Tea Party politics in Texas, would be Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, of course.
Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be Ted Cruz's buddy. So Steve Stockman, that's the guy who opened up his own political office and headquarters.
and then had to close it.
Yep, because of the cockroaches and stuff. He is arguing that he is a fighter in the same vein as Ted Cruz. So he's running against John Cornyn, our senior senator. And I figure Ted Cruz is turning around going, get off my coattails, man. I mean, I didn't ask you to get on
Make
there.
Make your own name.
And I guess that's the problem is if you end up being the darling of that group, then the people who want to get the support of the Tea Party will do anything they can to bring your name into the conversation.
Well, of course.
Now, got some Texas House races, of course, all over the state, and they bring interest to people in that area. This one is kind of unusual because, first of all, it's a Democrat who probably is going to have some sort of a primary battle, but it ends up being two Vietnamese Americans. Okay? The only one who's ever
been
elected.
For the same district?
Yeah, the only one who's ever been elected to the Texas legislature has drawn two Vietnamese Republican challengers. So we got three Vietnamese Americans who are running for a spot in the Texas House.
So that's a lead pipe sense that one of them's going to get the job.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, I it's interesting because, and obviously this is a district that's in Houston and obviously has a very strong Vietnamese contingent. So what the Republican Party did was say, hey, okay, we got a sitting Vietnamese Democrat state representative. Let's find a Republican Vietnamese American who wants to run against him. And so they have.
Interesting.
There will be. Just to see how that works out. And let's see, more fracking problems as far as water down in South Texas. They're having, you remember the discussion we had about Azel, where the guy from the Railroad Commission came and said, I'd love to talk to you, but I don't have time, and I know everybody wants to get home to watch the football game, which didn't really float too well with them. And
no.
The other thing to go back to what we started with this morning about the deficit spending. Be sure and check because we happen to get a memo here internally about the health insurance that we have. And apparently they've put not one but two taxes.
Well, a tax and a fee, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, a tax and a fee. So,
now, wait a minute, because the Supreme Court said that a tax was fine, but a fee was not.
Well,
I'm pulling up the email now.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. This is an email from our fearless leader who is explaining that the insurance premium change that we knew was coming went up, not down, would be reflected in our current paychecks. And so as a result, to be aware that was the change. And he also said,
yeah, here it is. The list of surprises in the Affordable Care Act grows longer as we now add an ACA underscore fee and an ACA underscore tax.
Yeah. We didn't know that. And again, as Nancy Pelosi told us, we had to pass it to find out what was in it.
Now we know.
That's it.
Woo!
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. Tune in each week for new interviews and tips for your family. If you have an idea for the show, we'd love to include it on the air. Send it to idea@brazoswellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Some call them pass-along plants because that's about the only way you're ever going to get them. They're the plants you've come to know in older landscapes, yet you never see them when you stop by your local nursery. With recent interest in heirloom this and antique that, the list has grown somewhat shorter, or has it? Generational gifts between gardeners. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. When I was a lad growing up near the east gate of the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, yep, that's Texas A&M, the grandmas in my neighborhood all had reseeding larkspurs. They gathered up seed and handed it from one generation to the next, and those lovely annual flowers are probably still blooming there decades later. They're traditions of early spring Texas gardens all across Texas. We still share the seeds. You wouldn't think that sowing petunia seeds directly out into your garden would be a good idea. They're tiny and they're very expensive. But you'll see old-fashioned, reseeding petunias growing right alongside the larkspurs. And no one has bothered to set out transplants. They just let the seeds fall in the spring and await their turn to sprout and perform 9 months down the road. St. Joseph's lily, known by many of us as hardy amaryllis, is one of the stars of mid-spring landscapes, and it's really amazing that no one has made a major push to bring it into the market. Bulb collectors have multiplied their supplies, and maybe that will eventually change, but at least for the time being, the best way to get this long-proven beauty is to beg a start from a friend or neighbor. I was given a clump 15 years ago, and it's divided now into many dozens of plants. It's a beautiful spring flowering bulb. Even the foliage is pretty. The biggest progress has been made by rosarians. They've searched high and low through old neighborhoods, cemeteries, and abandoned properties, and they've unearthed rose varieties thought to be extinct. Mike Shoup of the Antique Rose Emporium in Independence near Brenham has shown us what a wonderful group of plants we almost set aside. Confederate rose hibiscus isn't quite the measure of the other plants we've talked about. That's partly because we have plenty of other hardy hibiscus varieties. It's also partly because this one gets so big, 8 or 10 or 12 feet tall and wide. But it's still a plant that a lot of Texans treasure, and about the only way you'll be able to find it will be by digging and dividing from an established clump in somebody else's yard. Any gardener has a list of his or her own favorite plants, and I'm no exception. I've always wished that dazzler holly could be mainstream once again. It was. Chinese photinias as well, and Glendora white crepe myrtles. But the only way you'll get most of these plants will be pass-along plants. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52, and there was only 40 seconds left, but Courtney Walker got hot last night.
Picks up her dribble left corner to Walker. Long shot's good!
Walker hit an 18-footer to put the Aggies up for good in the 52-48 upset win over the number 12 team in the country. That's the LSU Tigers. The Aggies won their fifth straight game and run their record to 12-4 to remain undefeated in the SEC. Ladies head to Athens, Georgia to take on the number 25 Bulldogs. Sunday is the tip-off for that game. Tip-off is at 1 o'clock, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Guys are back at it on Saturday. They'll hit the road to visit Knoxville, Tennessee. Tip-off against the Vols is at 5. Coverage for that game starts at 4:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now, by now, you've probably heard Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel and Mike Evans have declared for this year's NFL draft. Both are projected to be first-round picks. One of the side notes for this, LeBron James has been mentoring Johnny for the past several months, and as we reported yesterday from ESPN News that he is signed with LRMR, James said he didn't know if the deal was official yet, but was looking forward to working with Manziel. Meanwhile, offensive lineman Cedric Obuehi has announced that he will return for the 2014 season. Another SEC player declaring early for the draft is Auburn's running back Trey Mason. The Heisman Trophy finalist broke Bo Jackson's 28-year-old school record for the single season with over 1,800 yards, and he also rushed for 24 touchdowns. Congratulations are in order for junior Shea Groom and freshman Liz Keister. They garnered national honors from Soccer America magazine. Groom was named to the Soccer America MVP second team as a midfielder. Keister was named to the Soccer All-American freshman second team as well. Texas A&M athletics program finished the fall standing in 21st place in the 2013-2014 Learfield Sports Directors' Cup. The Aggies have finished in the top 10 the past 4 years. In the final year-end rankings last year, they were fifth. Now, the fall sports recognized for this is the reason we're kind of behind. Men's water polo, women's volleyball, men's and women's soccer. We don't have a men's team. Women's field hockey, men's and women's cross country, as well as FBS football. In the NFL, Jay Gruden has been introduced as the new head coach for the Washington Redskins, the seventh hired by owner Dan Snyder since he bought the franchise 15 years ago.
I'd like to thank Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen, obviously. This is opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, and I will do my best to make sure that I put a competitive football team on the field each and every day.
The 46-year-old Gruden spent the last three seasons as an offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. First-year nominee Derek Brooks, Tony Dungy, Marvin Harrison, and Walter Jones were among the 15 modern-era pro football players that were put on the voting list for the Hall of Fame. The 46-member selection committee will vote on February 1st in New York with a minimum of 80% required for induction. To see the entire list, you can find that at WTAW.com. Major League Baseball, Tigers right-hander Justin Verlander underwent muscle repair surgery after suffering an injury while working out. The former Cy Young winner is expected to need 6 weeks of rehab before being evaluated. Vandy head football coach James Franklin is awaiting the official contract details, and if the powers that be give him the nod, he'll be the next head coach at Penn State. In the NHL, Corey Snyder earned his third straight shutout of the season.
In the Dallas zone, Zajac centered, Ryder scores!
That snipped the New Jersey Devils' three-game losing skid. However, it added to the four-game skid for the Stars, and that victory was a 1-0 win. And finally, Rudder Boys opened up their season in soccer with a win over Beaumont Westbrook in the Port Neches Grove tournament yesterday, 3-1. Elazar Melendez started the scoring for Rudder. They'll play again today in the tournament at 9 o'clock, that down by Beaumont. And that has been a look at your sports this morning. Brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you own a business, we know that obtaining the right insurance can be a difficult task. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we have many years of experience helping businesses find the right coverage. Whether your business is a professional office, a biotech startup, or a large manufacturing plant, our team at W.E. Gibson is confident that we can help you find the best coverage at a competitive premium to meet your bottom line. We are a trusted choice independent agency, and you are just one call away in discovering that we are the best choice for personal and professional expertise when it comes to your business insurance needs. Call me today at 694-1555, or better yet, stop by our new College Station office at the corner of Longmire and Deacon.
When you need us most, we're by your side.
Texas A&M Women's Basketball continues SEC action at Reed Arena on Thursday, January 16th, as they host the 10th-ranked South Carolina Gamecocks at 7 o'clock. Aggies close out the weekend Sunday the 19th when they welcome former A&M Associate Head Coach Vic Schaefer and the Mississippi State Bulldogs back to College Station for a 2 o'clock matchup. Join us for affordable family fun at Reed Arena all season long. To purchase tickets, go to AggieAthletics.com or call 1-888-99. Aggie.
Amish Furniture for Generations has the perfect entertainment center just for you. Every type of entertainment center to fit your specific needs, from consoles to stereo cabinets, wall units, small and large, and complete home theater systems. And if they still don't have what you want, they will custom build you one, and all at 10% off. Experience Amish Furniture for Generations today on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Of course, as we get to the beginning of the new year, the end of the old year, we end up getting lists of things that have been popular or look to be popular in the next year. And iTunes has put out some information about books that people are buying. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about it right now, but the titles that they're talking about kind of concern a certain group of people in U.S. America. In the meantime, what was the last time?
That was something completely different.
Flavo Flav. Is that, isn't it? Flavor?
Flavo Flav.
Flav, okay. Because it's spelled here Flavor, and I didn't think that.
No, if you.